There are more than 100 motels in Reno alone. For some, they're links to the city's unique past as a gaming mecca. Others see them as hotbeds of criminal activity that bring down the surrounding area's economic potential. But as Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports, the motels are increasingly becoming a key player in Northern Nevada's housing crunch.
The curtains are drawn, and it's dark as Greg H. shows me around his home.
And as you can see, I have a new wave oven, and I have my own microwave.
He has a small computing station near the front door next to his full-sized refrigerator, a makeshift kitchen stationed along the wall.
That little chest I have there, the armoire, that's something that I loved, and I
It's cramped, to say the least.
What would you say the square footage is?
Here, I can tell you real quick. Very easy to do. It's not complicated.
He busts out a small tape measure and holds it against the wall.
If I don't have it, you don't need it. So 150 plus going into the bathroom, yeah, that makes it really, it's 200 square feet is what we're looking at maximum, so. And it's not even that, probably 178 or something. So.
Greg has lived in this motel for more than 3 years. Before that, he was homeless. KUNR has chosen not to release Greg's full name or the name of the motel because he could be evicted if he angers the motel's management.
They rule with an iron fist here, and they make sure that these people... they know that they can't really afford to move. So if they bitch or complain, you know, they basically tell them, too bad, you don't like it, get the hell out, sort of thing. So which is their way of, because they know these people are in a tough situation.
Despite that concern, Greg says the conditions in the motel are deplorable. Crime is rampant, the motel management routinely extorts residents who have nowhere else to go, and the roach and bed bug infestations have posed serious health threats in the past.
There was a couple that lived out in the back there in their 80s. Anyways, they became infested with bed bugs. For 4 months, they went to the office and complained and said, you know, we need help. You know, we got infestation. So eventually, these people started living in their car. This is in the middle of the winter.
According to estimates by the Reno Area Alliance for the Homeless, there were roughly 6,000 people living in motels in Reno last year. However, that number has declined over the past 12 months, not because more residents have found affordable housing options, but because there are fewer beds.
Last May, we saw the Blightbuster initiative in full effect, beginning with several demolitions of properties that were dilapidated and uninhabitable on West 4th Street. The Carriage Inn, Stardust Lodge, and other blighted properties have been taken down, bringing new life to the area.
That was Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy speaking to a crowd during the 2018 State of the City address last January. During her speech, Sheevy touted the decision to knock down motels as part of an effort to boost economic development through a massive revitalization plan for downtown Reno and 4th Street. It's an effort that some, like Action's community social justice organizer Aria Overly, call misguided.
And I think that just shows some serious problems with priorities. It's not always the city's fault, but they have a lot of work to do in determining their priorities. And I think they very much want to see motels shut down. And I wouldn't disagree. I want to see motels shut down too, but I want alternatives to exist first.
But Reno's Ward 2 City Councilwoman Naomi Dewar says the demolition of motels has not been entirely at the municipality's discretion.
There are about 100 motels in our Reno region, and about 65 of them are downtown. And the city council decided that two of them were in such bad shape. These particular motels had, you know, drug paraphernalia there. People had broken into them repeatedly. The city decided we had to do something about it. It was controversial, but we did it, and we made the best of it.
But in the vein to improve safety and health in the motels, the city recently started working with motel owners through the Motel Improvement Team, a division within the Reno Police Department. Sergeant Wade Clark is a spokesperson for the department.
This is the health code standard, looking at crime prevention through environmental design. You have your washed windows, clean picked up parking lot, the color of the doors and all the colors match. So we really focus on trimming up the trees, making it kind of the broken window effect. Making it very presentable is going to be less inviting to those people that want to do a lot of criminal activity.
But all of that will likely take time. And for folks like Greg H., who live in the motels, time is of the essence. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.